Well, hello.
And here we are talking about clowns.
It's a clowny day.
Who said we were too serious?
Nobody. Nobody said that.
No, actually, nobody has said that.
Nobody said that. We sometimes feel like we're too serious, but I don't think that's true with our horror content. So
I'd like to be more serious.
I also think that the true crime content that we do, that if you guys haven't checked out our true crime content, if you're into that sort of thing, I think we try to make some of it a little bit light, you know, the what the hell episodes, etc.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of good. Kathy and I have been talking about going to Monsterpalooza and Midsummer Night Scream this year.
Well, and speaking of clowns,
right,
we're meeting Terrifier Art the Clown this year in costume. Damien, we're coming for you.
For those of you who don't know, at Monsterpalooza, you can pay some money and get your picture taken with 45,000 different people.
Sorry, not Damien. David, excuse me. Excuse me, called him the wrong name.
Okay, fine. You're forgiven. We paid our money. We're going to get our little photo with Art the Clown. Should be exciting. So that'll be at Monsterpalooza. So if any of you are going to be there, be sure and hit us up. I'm sure when it's closer to that moment, we will put up a post on our Instagram saying that we're going to be there and, like, you know, get in touch. And maybe we could meet some of you guys there. That would be awesome. Also, for Midsummer Night Scream, I know that's a much bigger convention. So if you're going to make your way to California for that event in the summer, please let us know. Again, we'll do another post on our Instagram. You know, there'll be pictures of us probably there, or just that we're going and that we'd like to meet you guys. So please come out. Enjoy it.
We shall.
Let's talk about clowns. But first, I think that we should do a little thing we like to call
Clowny Facts with a Girl. I got facts about clowns.
I figured you did, given that the song was played.
Would you like to play a game, Shannon?
Not really.
Okay.
But I will, just for you.
Number one.
Oh, God, she's yelling.
What classic rock star was considered for the role of Pennywise the Clown?
All right.
Number two. Coulrophobia is a fear of clowns. Coulro is the Greek word for blank.
I like your fax voice. In the forest.
Number three.
There are 12 clowns. Go ahead.
Clown House.
Yeah.
Came out in 1989, starring a very young Sam Rockwell. Mm-hmm. What were the names of the three villainous clowns? I'm going to give you three choices. Was it one, Dippo, Pippo, and Zippo? Was it Cheezo, Bippo, and Dippo? Or was it Zippo, Beepo, and Dito?
That makes me laugh. Cheezo sounds totally like nonsense. Bippo, Dippo, and Wippo.
Zippo, Beepo, and Dito.
is there a difference?
Yes. Because only one is correct.
Okay.
Number four. Who was considered the first modern clown? He was an 18th century popular British entertainer.
Kathy Bear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Number five. Speaking of, Art the Clown made his debut appearance in what short film?
All right. So the end of the show, she'll tell us the answers. It was Bippo, Dippo, and Whippo, and Cheesebo, and... All right, so let's talk about some clowny movies that we watched. Now, we specifically sought out the clowny movies you may not have seen. There's a few that you probably have, but... Oh, God. Okay. I'm going to start with this one because it's such a fucking downer, I can't even tell you. This movie is called Circus of the Dead, and it's from 2014. And the fact that it has almost a 3-star average rating on Letterboxd is befuddling to me.
Oh, God.
However, I think it's because of the acting. So the acting is really good in this, strangely. Bill Oberst Jr. I don't know how to.
You want to try that?
Obst. Oh, okay. No, it's O-B-E-R-S-T. You pronounce it. Anyway.
Oberst.
Exactly. Bippo, Dippo, and Chizo are really good in this movie. They're really good. The acting is really good. But what this is, listen, if this is your thing, you're going to really love this movie. It is sadistic. It is all about the gore. This guy, this lead clown's name is Papa Corn. And I was...
This sounds like that'd be my dad, because I'm Corn.
As watching
that's what I call
this,
him, Papa Corn.
I know. Throughout this movie, all I kept thinking is that Papa Corn and Art the Clown really need to have a clown off.
Really? He's that good?
He's a really... He's just a really good actor, and this guy is so sadistic. So whereas you don't really get to know Art the Clown as a person necessarily, like in the first movie, like right. If you've only ever watched the first movie, he's basically like this silent clown that kills people. Now, this guy is more of a total psychopath. He's disgusting. He's gross. This is a slasher. He's psychotic. He's sexually perverse in every possible way. There's home invasion, there's, you know, torture porn, there's all the stuff. And honestly, this is like disturbed men dressed as clowns on a senseless murder spree. That was my sum up of the movie, because it doesn't go anywhere. The story doesn't go anywhere.
Jesus.
It's like Texas Chainsaw Massacre, right? Where it doesn't go anywhere. It's just bad.
It's basically just these clowns killing.
Yes.
Okay.
It's just a murder spree, and they're dressed as clowns, and it goes over the edge of like sexual perversion and disgusting shit. So
awesome.
Yeah. Like I said, if that's your jam, which, you know, plenty of horror fans love that kind of thing, I think this is a solid recommend for that.
Because I know a lot of people who like that.
I do like, you know, Joe Bob fans and different people.
That's true. Some
torture porn is a thing that people like.
I think, but see, the thing is when you watch it with Joe Bob and Darcy, they'll make movies like this fun to watch because of their commentary. Mm-hmm. So I've watched movies like this if they're on that show.
Yep.
That'd be a good one for them.
It might be on there. I have no idea. They have a lot of episodes. All right. You.
Okay. I have to start with this one. It's a cult classic, and I just would like to say that they have made 6 of them. I don't know why. Because there are cult movies that are decent, like meaning they're so bad they're good. And then there's just cult films that are really just bad. Trash. And we don't need 6 of them.
Yeah.
And this would be a movie called Killjoy that came out in 2000, although it looks like it was filmed in like 1989 from the quality of it. And literally, here's the description. 3 youngsters encounter an evil clown. Like,
yeah.
Could we give little bit more?
I mean, okay. Is there more of a story?
Okay. So the problem with this movie, there are a lot of problems with it. One, it is so poorly produced and shot, and the acting is, you can tell that the actors that they got, they were like, oh man, this might be my breakout. Like, they take it really seriously.
Okay.
So when this movie came out, it was before, I would say, black horror really hit its like sweet spot, where what we found now. So, you know, essentially an effort in the blaxploitation genre. And it was carried over to a lesser extent in like Deliverance from Evil. And so it was a large African-American cast that over like the series, I think that started to diminish, and then the cast became more white. It's so bad. It's like a combination of boys in the hood with a killer clown in an ice cream truck, and he is trying to steal the girl of one of the dudes. And so anytime he captures them, he pulls them in the ice cream truck. And then when they wake up, they're inside this ice cream truck that really is just like Killjoy's dimension. Mm-hmm. And then he's running around and giggling like a clown. Mm-hmm. He's actually, I'll tell you this though, the guy that plays Killjoy in the first one, he was pretty terrifying, like the makeup and stuff, but right. It's just so bad.
I mean, it's Full Moon.
It's Full Moon.
It's Full Moon Features, which is the same as Puppet Master, for those of you who might not know that. But
it's that kind of cheese.
They always have a booth at the conventions that we go to. And
that's right, they do.
Selling all the Puppet Master movies and the Killjoy movies and the different things. So yeah, this was not a favorite of yours. It sounds like if you like Full Moon Features and you like their sensibility, that it would be a solid.
Well, and it has nothing to even do with, like, we use like ethnic subgenres in a lot of different films, but it's just like it felt like it too tropey, and it just was. I don't know if I was supposed to take it serious or laugh at it, or I don't know.
Yeah, hard to know. Maybe some of the other ones are better, because that's the case with Puppet Master. In the 45 Puppet Masters.
True.
There's actually a couple that are really, that are pretty good, pretty solid. So the next movie I want to talk about is called The Clown at Midnight.
Okay.
It's important to know that Margot Kidder and Christopher Plummer.
I thought you were going to say Reeves again. I was like, wow, they did this up after Superman?
No.
Christopher Plummer.
Yeah. Are in this movie. And that is why I needed to see it, because it was also came out in 1998. So we got the 90s sensibility of horror and those two and a bunch of young folks. And it's the cozy clown movie of the 90s. It is not scary at all, but it's the 90s. It's literally a movie that's cozy, a horror, cozy horror movie, because it's got that 90s, you know, hanging out Canadian clone of Scream, basically.
Oh, but with a clown.
With a clown. Christopher Plummer is delightful because he's so weird.
He's
just a weirdo.
But he's fun to watch.
And he's fun to watch. Whenever he's on the screen, it's like, okay, Christopher Plummer,
do your thing.
Go you. The basic premise is, upon the reopening of an opera house where her mother was murdered, a teen and her friends, because all the horror movies in the 90s were teens, a teen and her friends become the targets of a deranged killer dressed in a clown costume. So instead of a Scream costume, this is a clown costume. There's something really delightful. This is not a good movie. I'm not saying that.
I think you are.
It's the 90s. I've told you what it's got going on. If you want to watch a cozy clown movie, it's not a bad watch. It's just you have to be in the mood for that specific thing. It's set in an opera house. So I just want you to think about what kind of music might be in this movie as,
oh God,
part of the transitions, part of the background vibe, part of the clown psychopath getting ready. Putting on its clownness.
On his clown.
It's got that. It's got those opera vibes, which, you know, it's interesting because I think at this time, the Phantom of the Opera on Broadway or whatever was probably really popular in the late 90s. So mm-hmm. It's a very simple movie. Margot Kidder's fun to watch. I'd watch it just for Christopher Plummer because he's weird. And it's a 90s slasher. So if you like 90s slashers, that's that.
Okay.
You know, the way we talk about movies is it's kind of like, if that's your jam, then
have at it.
Then have at it.
I wanted to not like this next one I'm going to talk about, but I'm not mad at it.
And did you not want to like it because of the ridiculous title?
Gags the Clown?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and usually these are really bad. Now, let me tell you, I mean, when I say that I liked it, I'm not comparing it to, you know, like Schindler's List or something. Okay, this is still a clown movie.
Fair.
An unidentified man in Green Bay Wisconsin, has captured worldwide attention for roaming the streets dressed as a clown. Many write it off as a harmless prank. Others aren't so sure. When a group of friends cross paths with the clown, everyone calls gags. His true intentions are revealed. Okay. It kind of it starts like a documentary slash like found footage, which I usually don't like. But I think the woman that plays the reporter is really fun. And I think there are a lot of really fun moments because it doesn't take itself too seriously. And there's some really freaky kind of clown moments that you want without it trying so hard to scare you, because it kind of knows what it is. Mm-hmm. That I appreciated that. It's like you're following her news report for like an hour and a half, and they keep running into people who have had gags the clown sightings. On the other side of this is a far right wing, you know, think like, you know, 1/6er, okay, who's just like, he's got the American flag behind him, and he's like, I don't know why we're not going in and taking care of this. And he's got this whole like political news channel.
Sure.
So of course, like, you know, in his mind, everyone's being too soft about this and they need to go in and kill this guy. And so this guy and then this reporter are working to find this gags the clown. But I thought it was actually kind of fun for it being an independent film. You know, all the characters were very one-dimensional intentionally, and it worked. And even the ones that you didn't like were likable enough because they were done so well. So it's like, as an indie clown movie, I'm like, this was kind of fun.
Yeah. I mean, if you take it for what it is, I think that's what we kind of try to do, is tell you what it actually is. So you're not going in thinking it's going to be, you know, an epic masterpiece.
This was not. And the poster's kind of cool.
Right? Let's talk about Clown House.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah. So Clown House, 1989, directed by pedophile Victor Salva, who we've talked about a lot. I know I've talked about it a lot.
Yeah.
When we did Jeepers Creepers.
Yep.
And so one of the things, I had never seen this movie and, you know, wanted to see it. Three young brothers are terrorized by an evil clown. That's a little on the nose, don't you think?
I think so.
Just before Halloween, three young brothers, including Sam Rockwell,
who's very young.
Very young and very, very awful in this movie.
Oh, God.
He's such a bully. You just really, really hate him. Three young brothers alone in a big house are menaced by three escaped mental patients who have murdered some traveling circus clowns and taken their suits. It was the debut feature of Victor Salva, who was later convicted of, I don't remember what he was convicted of right now, but he molested young boys on the sets of his movies. Truly creepy and a spooky good time was one of the reviews that I read of this movie. It's a late 80s horror, and there was a lot of buildup to the inevitable kind of clowny mayhem. So it was a very much the 80s sensibility of the Stand By Me or whatever, like the young boys, they happen to be brothers in this, the young boys that are, one is deathly afraid of clowns and the other one is sort of protective over him. And then the Sam Rockwell brother is like really mean and bullying. And so they set up these dynamics of these three. And then there's a long period of the movie where you're doing the 80s, get to know the family, get to know the boys, you know, anticipate until clownness happens.
Clownness does happen.
Yeah. What was your experience of watching this movie?
It was fun. It reminded me of a movie that I would have watched as a kid in the 80s.
Totally.
I had never seen it, but
it's
it was
so 80s. Like, even if that you weren't looking at the hairstyles, no, just the story.
It's an 80s horror film through and through.
Sure.
It's really, it's darkly shot. It's super, super dark. Mm-hmm. At least on my end it was, which a lot of those movies just had really poor film quality.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of fun. You know, back when we would look at like mental patients as these, you know, very, very dangerous folks.
Who, that's of the time too.
That was of the time. And so that worked.
Halloween.
yep. So yeah. I it was fun for whatever it was, you know, and it I think it was from the point of like a child and our fears. And so all of that was like very apropos of being a kid in the 80s and some of the fears, clowns were like a big thing at that time.
Absolutely. So, yeah. I think the atmosphere is good. The clown designs are scary. There's some spooky bits there at the end. There's, you know, but you have to wait all the way till the end to sort of get the clown, the clowny clownness of it. A lot of it is boys bullying other boys. Mm-hmm. And because I know sort of, well, what I believe was witnessed and what I believe was happening on this set, it's also hard to divorce yourself from that. But I do think that regardless of Victor's offenses, that this is certainly worth a late night watch. It's like if you like 80s horror and its derivative and all that things, if you're going to put it on something, it's certainly a fun kind of 80s clown thing. Like if I'm going to pick a clown thing, we're obviously going to pick something like Poltergeist or, you know, like that has creepy, or It, or, you know, some of the better clown movies. But if you're looking, we were going in search of cult trash, so you know, this would certainly be one of them. And I think it's like you said, a solid sort of 80s vibes to it for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
And you have one more, and then we're wrapping this bitch up.
This one, I don't know why it's called Ginger Clown, since 45 minutes into the movie and one clown has not been shown.
So
I didn't even finish it. What I think is brilliant about this movie is it actually stars Tim Curry, Lance Henriksen, Michael Winslow, Brad Dourif, and Sean Young. Wow. Because they are the voices of the majority of them are the voices of the creatures. Oh. As a creature feature, this movie is awesome.
Really?
Brad Dourif plays this gigantic worm.
Lance Henriksen is in this.
Lance Henriksen plays the brain eater. Brad Dourif is the worm creature. Sean Young is Nellie the Spider Woman. And Tim Curry is Ginger Clown. Wow. And he's the voice of Ginger Clown. I don't think he embodies him. And you don't even really see. You just see these really long hands. Here is the problem. Well, let me give you the plot.
Yeah.
Okay. It's 1983. A group of high school students led by Biff run into their nerdy classmate, Sam, who they instantly begin to bully. In order to prove himself to Biff and also win the affection of Biff's good-natured girlfriend, Jenny, who really doesn't have a say in it because it's the 80s and he's just pushing her into him, he agrees to sneak into an old abandoned amusement park to prove his courage. Okay. You look at, I can't believe I paid for it. I had to pay to rent this. And I'm thinking Tim Curry, Brad Dourif, Sean Young, Lance Henriksen. I'm like, oh my God, I can't wait to watch this.
And you didn't finish it?
Oh no, because the introduction is a 15-minute monologue from Biff bullying this young kid. It's so much dialogue that's not horror.
Wow.
That they waste all of this. I'm like, let's get
what
to the horror.
Are we doing?
Then we get into the amusement park, and now it's more about the girlfriend who doesn't want to be there, who's trying to, like, you know, make the nerdy kid comfortable, who starts to talk about some, like, I don't know, something irrelevant to horror. And then you get like 30 seconds of them stumbling upon, you know, very much like an Alice in Wonderland. They stumble upon the worm creature. They stumble upon the, right? But you only get like these 30 second to a minute increments of these amazing creatures. Oh. And then it goes back to this needless dialogue of them walking through the amusement park and Biff coming looking for his girlfriend because he can't believe that she never came back with the nerdy guy. And you're like, there's two completely different movies going on.
Yeah.
That if they could have just taken the 20 minutes of the creatures, if that, and made that a short, it was like something out of, it almost looked like something out of Henson's, like, or something out of The Dark Crystal. The creatures were amazing.
Yeah,
and they spent nothing on that.
Yeah, I'm looking at I don't know this movie, so I looked it up, and I'm looking at, like, Lance Henriksen as the brain eater. Like, that's awesome.
Yeah.
There's, like, a worm creature, and Tim Curry plays Ginger Clown, which I guess really is this voiceover that you're talking
about. Yeah, because you don't ever really see him. You see his hands, and you see, like, the back. And all of the creature stuff is really, really cool.
And Sean Young
is the Spider Woman. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was probably, this was before she did No Way Out, so she wasn't that big yet. But I think this was before No Way Out, the movie she did with Costner that kind of blew her up.
Yeah, yeah, right.
But, you know,
I hope so. I hope it was before.
Yeah. Although there's some big names in this already.
I know. Well, if you hear Tim Curry or whatever's going to be in it, Lance, and like, I'm signing on for that. I mean, I might read a script first, but.
It's just unfortunate because they, I'm like, you obviously had the budget to do all this creature work. And then the story was so like, I'm 45 minutes in going, I can't do another 40 minutes of this. It was awful.
And that's our show. And that's our show.
Good night. Good luck.
No, we have to do some.
Good evening.
We have to do some.
Clowny, 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 clown. Fuck.
I like giving her the, she's got to be mad when she gives me an answer.
I missed the beat. Number one.
It's because you were mad.
I'm mad. What classic rock star was considered for the role of Pennywise?
Well, I only have a guess.
Guess.
Gene Simmons.
Good guess, but it was Alice Cooper.
Okay. Similar.
Similar. Number two. They were good at makeup.
Exactly. They both were clown face.
Colorophobia is a fear of clowns. Coloro is the Greek word for?
Hidden?
Stilt walkers.
Okay.
Because we need a Greek word for that.
Yeah, they did. It was part of their everyday.
I know. Walking on stilts. Number three, Clown House came out in 1989, starring a young Sam Rockwell. What were the names of the three villainous clowns? Shannon, were they Dippo, Pippo, and Zippo? Were they Cheezo, Bippo, and Dippo? Or were they Zippo, Beepo, and Dito?
I just imagine you going like Beepo and Dito. That's a good one. I'll make that one up for the third one. It's the second one.
Yes.
Cheezo, Bippo, and Dippo.
You got it.
Fuck. It's only because I just watched it. Not because I actually, would have ever known the answer.
Process of elimination.
Yeah.
I always tell my students, they go, rule out, don't rule in.
Yeah, yeah. Just ruling out.
Number four, who is considered the first modern clown? He was an 18th century popular British entertainer. I've talked about him on this show before when we've talked about clown stuff in other seasons.
I don't know. I don't remember.
His name's Joseph Grimaldi.
Okay.
Yeah. Number five, Art the Clown made his debut appearance in what short film?
All Hallows Eve.
Actually, a movie called The Ninth Circle from 2008.
So that was the short film they did before they made All
That's
Hallows
right.
Eve. Gotcha.
Yep.
Cool. Right on. And thank you so much for that.
Oh, hold on. So David Howard Thornton has extensive experience in miming. It's another little fact. Probably why he's so good at Art the Clown.
Oh. And we're going to meet him. Well, we're not going to really meet him. We're just going to stand there and take our picture with him.
In that fucking costume.
In the costume. And you're going to be scared.
I will be.
Kathy's going to be scared.
I'm going to try not to kick him.
I'm going to watch the second and the third one before we go. Because I don't think I've got through all the way through the second one. And the third one will... the third one won't be out. Yeah,
the second one's good.
Yeah, that's what I heard. I mean, I got about halfway through. I'll start it over. I'll finish it up. I promise, David. I promise. All right. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening to the Clownanigans.
Clownanigans.
Hey, thank you so much for listening. This has been an episode of Terror Talk. My name is Shannon,
and I'm Kathy. Sleep safe, everyone.